This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It is an open line Thursday. You can call us throughout the show at 800-636-1067. You're also welcome to text us. The text line is brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
So I'm an NBA fan, but I kind of lost it before the All-Star break, and I do think the Luka trade has revitalized the NBA. Some others are talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm starting to pay attention a little bit more, and they're going to be, I think, interesting playoff matchups, particularly in the West. But in the East, Cleveland has this unbelievable record.
I know.
But most people believe Boston ultimately will beat them, although Cleveland just beat them in a head-to-head. Boston, of course, the defending champions. This is how good Boston is, EB. They've got Jason Tatum, who has been all NBA, one of the top five players in the game, according to a lot of people, right? He didn't win the finals MVP. That went to Jaylen Brown, who's also a perennial All-Pro. Last night, they had Peyton Pritchard score 40 points.
Mm. Yeah, he's been really good.
And I think Derek White scored 40 points.
Pritchard might be sixth man of the year.
Yeah.
And he's probably the leader.
Yeah, I think he hit 10 threes, 9 threes. You have to check the box.
But this is what's amazing, though, how big a lead Cleveland has on the defending world champs. They've got an 8-game lead on Boston. Think about that. They've won 12 straight. They got a lot to prove, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens if they end up playing in a best of seven. But, yeah, I agree. I mean, this is coming down to the wire. What's about 20 games left?
Yeah, I mean, I've totally slept on.
But the Lakers are going to be interesting based on how they've played.
I've paid any attention to Cleveland and what they're doing. It's wild.
Well, they got two fabulous guards. Mm-hmm. And Mobley's silly. I mean, they're just really good.
Peyton Pritchard off the bench. Now, he did play 43 minutes. That's like starter minutes.
Mm-hmm.
43 points. 10 rebounds, which Cakes pointed out, and 10 for 16 from beyond the arc.
Mm-hmm.
And then Derek White, who starts, 9 for 17.
Wasn't Pritchard
from
the one that was known for all the late,
the half quarters?
Yeah, the last second shots and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. I don't know who else. I think
Daniels, that one.
I feel like Milwaukee's got a shot in the East, too, with Giannis, although he didn't look great against the Wizards when we went to that game.
Mm-hmm.
Wizards kind of shut him down. And he fouled out.
Yes. In less than 20 minutes, I believe.
Cleveland and Boston have played four times this year, and they're split.
So are people taking the Lakers more seriously now? I mean,
they're the two seed. They have to.
Right, but I know everyone was like, I don't know.
I think at first people thought, first of all, the last couple of seasons, Denver's knocked them out of the playoffs. They made the Western Conference Finals a couple seasons ago.
Mm-hmm. Right, but then they knocked off Denver the first time they played them.
The first time I played him with Luka, and right now, since January, so this precedes Luka joining the team, they've been the best defensive team in the NBA, which has surprised a lot of people because people look at the personnel and they don't think that they would be a good defensive team. Now, I do know Zion, I think, had a big game against them, even though they beat the Pellies.
He had a huge
and
game.
And so people wonder if they're going to be able to hold up against a bigger lineup.
I think Dallas is going to end up slipping out of the play-in. They've got a 2.5 game lead right now in Phoenix.
Everything's gone wrong for them since they traded Luka.
Yeah, I mean, they've lost 3 straight.
Kyrie tears his ACL.
Not that Phoenix is great, but I just think that with 20 games to go, that Dallas is going to end up losing that spot.
But yeah, the Western Conference, you look at the top teams, they're interesting. But then you have Golden State, who's, I think, 9-1 since they added Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. You have Luka joining the Lakers. They're 7-2 in the games that Luka's played. And now all of a sudden in the last 6 games, he's starting to knock down his shots and averaging right around 30 points. LeBron James, this is incredible. He won Player of the Month. All right, it's meaningless. But he did it 20 years ago, too. Mm.
I don't say it's meaningless when Alex Sarr wins Rookie of the Month. I like to put that
it's
out
good,
there.
That's a good sign. Yeah. I think he's going to be okay. All right, let's pay out some of these calls. It's Open Line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. So people still want to chime in on the Darren Pang situation. But let's go to John in Annapolis first. John, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, boys.
Hello, John.
I wanted to ask JP, Higgs, EB, you guys, and the boys behind the glass, what your thoughts are when Bish grabs all the wraparound holidays?
I honestly don't think too much about it.
The only real wraparound I do is Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. He's mastered the time off around Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. We just see it.
Do you know there's
him.
A website that does all that? Do you go to that?
It's a sight to behold.
No, just look at the calendar.
Yeah.
Did he grab the President's Day wraparound?
I don't know. Did he?
I don't know. He did. No. He did a pretty amazing one the other week though, where he got sick in the middle of the week and then he was.
What do you
off
mean? I got
another day.
I planned getting sick.
Yeah. I think it was that one.
It was impressive.
He did a President's Day wraparound because he took the Friday.
Yeah, I had the Friday planned off, but I didn't plan to get sick because I would have just taken Thursday off too. But I usually do that wraparound for the Thanksgiving vacay.
EB always says he's the most calculated guy he knows. So
yeah,
we just let him do his thing.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. Just do what you got to do, man.
Yep.
That's got to make Bish laugh, though, when he sees the Odyssey calendar and he's grabbed all the wraparounds. He just must have the best belly laugh.
I don't know.
I don't laugh anymore, bro.
Yeah, he doesn't laugh.
You know, the last time I belly laughed, I was probably 33.
No, 20 come on, years. Man. What about when John Witherspoon used to come in studio? That was like your guy.
Laugh. Yeah, that was probably when I was 33.
You laugh when Voss would come in. Not fake laugh. He makes you laugh.
He does.
You like Voss.
Well, get him back in.
What if you saw a massive wraparound dumper?
That doesn't make me laugh.
I like potty humor.
Pablo would make him laugh.
Huh?
Jason loved Pablo. We had Pablo in for like 10 straight years only because Jason loved
Pablo.
Francisco.
Oh, Francisco. Yeah. Oh, because.
Bung Beach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is he still doing stand-up?
I don't know. I mean, what else is he going to do?
I don't know. We haven't had him on the show.
About Pablo, I saw a clip where...
I always feel like he's going to OD right in front of us.
I mean, I feel like he wouldn't be a respected comic, but I saw Jerry Seinfeld giving him props.
Because he's funny.
And he's like a student of comedy.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
He's going to drop in some Mr. Magoo references for the 100-year-olds, for the guys that are banging Bonnie Blue or Lily Phillips, whoever they are.
Right.
At the old folks'
home. It's a good
home.
Tie-in.
Of course.
Casey Kasem. Everybody's going to be like, what is he doing?
He'll be here in July.
Oh, really?
Nice. Yeah. Wait, does that mean he's going to be here?
That's going to be.
Oh, it means he's going to be in studio here.
Oh.
Good.
He definitely will always do the old school
Shaggy.
No, the theater voice with the deep voice guy. La Fontaine, I think.
Don LaFontaine.
Yeah.
He definitely does that bit.
Didn't he say he's done some of that before?
He does a good one.
Yeah.
La Fontaine.
Let's go to Owen in Alexandria. Owen, what's up, man? It's Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. Hey, what's up, bud?
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Huge fan of the show. This is my morning commute listen, and I even when I'm clocked in as of now.
Oh, very nice. I appreciate you, buddy.
But there's a huge buck coming though.
Oh no.
Because how do you guys not dig in to that Rangers announcer a little bit more?
What, Darren Pang?
I felt like I felt like he didn't. He's not intend.
He's not a Rangers guy. He's a national guy.
NBC or TNT.
But apparently he is a Gretzky guy.
No, he's a Rangers guy. That's through and through.
He is? What do you mean? Did he play for them?
God, yeah. No, he just did you hear him all game?
No. I wasn't really paying attention to him.
Well, I don't think you guys even really watched the game last night, honestly, but
I was watching the Terps Michigan more than I was the Caps.
Okay, fair enough.
He's the Blackhawks broadcaster.
So when we had him on, I mean, I think
he just has a chip on his shoulder and he feels like the guy was favoring the Rangers over the Capitals. I guess I don't feel that way.
Owen is repeating a common trope amongst Caps fans. They always feel like they're getting disrespected on a national broadcast.
Oh, okay. We do. If the Pens are playing the Caps
or the Rangers are playing the Caps, it's Caps fans always think it's the other team. There's a pro bias for the other team and an anti-Caps bias.
When have we ever gotten our stripes besides 2018?
What did you think of his explanation? Did you hear him come on the show with us?
I hated his explanation.
Go ahead.
Why? It didn't make sense?
You didn't believe his explanation.
Because he tried to say that the one-trick pony comment was just because of that. And you guys honestly even backed him up that it's just from his office. That's just clap bomb city from Ovion in his office. No, he's a goal scorer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the fact that he's in the office all the time. It's more so the fact that he's calling him a one-trick pony.
I think you're reading too much into it. He even explained it. Look, a lot of TV is trying to put these video pieces together, and in that opportunity where there was a break, he tells the producer play the video, and what he was really trying to highlight was that Carberry was putting Ovi in different spots. He maybe misspoke and it really perturbed you, but the point of the video and the point of what Pang was trying to say was that Carberry was putting me in different spots.
Understood, but when you say one-trick pony, maybe it was not the best choice in words.
Once he said that, every Caps
fan were triggered.
Their brain glazed over and they didn't hear anything else.
Yes, triggered.
Well, Owen, did you have a problem with Darren Pang before he said that?
Huge problem. He sucks.
Oh, okay.
You ain't going to satisfy this.
This dude's all in. You despise him.
Do you have season tickets?
Sorry?
Do you have season tickets to the Capitals?
No, we used to.
Yeah. Have we ever met you before?
Actually, that's also what I wanted to mention. Do you remember when you guys were giving out, obviously Thursdays, you guys have back in fantasy football.
Dave Richard, yeah.
Yes. I had a quick speed round that I called in, and I called Chuba Hubbard. I called him Chuba.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. We don't remember that?
That's happened a bunch of times.
The question was, EB said, have we ever met? What does that have to do with Dave Richard?
Oh, no.
Didn't you ask him, have we ever met?
He said, You know what?
I'm a bigger Darren Pang fan now.
You are because of
just
him?
Just because of Owen.
That might be a bridge too far, slightly.
All right, yeah. Maybe I took a little
bit. I think we let him off the hook a little bit because he tried to act like he didn't say what he said.
Right. He was what did I say that people are upset? Like he literally thought that he didn't say what he said.
Yeah.
Right?
But what are you going to do?
No, he didn't remember.
I do think he's probably a decent guy. He probably doesn't even realize he's got a little bit of an inherent bias against Ovi.
Well, if he's teeing up with Wayne Gretzky all the time, of course he probably is rooting for his guy Gretzky to hold onto the record.
Yeah. By the way, that was just unverified. It was just one guy who tweeted that.
But you understand? Okay, that's true. If Panger is so tight with Gretzky, he's probably thinking, well, his record's never going to get broken. There's no way Ovi's going to catch him. And now he's going to catch him.
Often in the past, just to clarify, we a lot of us analysts or everybody else talked about Ovi as just going to the one side, the hash marks, and in his office, and then setting up the one-timer. And often he was referred to, that's a one-trick pony, one guy that he gets the puck there and he fires it and he scores goals.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was alluding to last night was how impressed I was with how flexible he's been and that he's not scoring from that same area all the time. So anyway, I'm not sure if that even...
So was this kind of taken the wrong way? That's what you're saying.
I believe it absolutely was, 100%.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We just gave him an opportunity to weasel out of his comments.
Wait a minute, dude, all we did. He was a classy guy to call in. It's hard to attack a guy when...
Cake should have asked him to apologize to my Caps Nation.
You're probably right.
You should have asked him to apologize.
I should have. You're probably right.
Say, Darren, I know that you think it's a miscommunication, but we want an apology.
Not even to us. Just apologize to Ovi, because you're kind of slandering Ovi with the comment. Not us. We're just goofy fans.
Look how bitter he is.
I'm not bitter at all.
Looks like he got
Like I said, he would defend Ovi over some of his family members.
Untrue, but he would. After I defend the family members, Ovi's first in line. He's right there.
I know. That's what I said.
He's in line. All right, don't forget.
You like Ovi better than you like us.
Don't forget, Antonio Daniels is going to join us. We'll talk NBA with him coming up at 9:25.